is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Lance is here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And we go until 11 o'clock. And we're going to watch the Open Championship
and we'll discuss it
the way throughout the show. What about Tommy Fleetwood today? 7 under. What a beautiful round he had. Beautiful rounds.
We have a new listener today. I think this is a great way to break him in. Expect
Eric?
A lot of live golf talk.
Well, why would you not want... Eric loves golf.
Eric doesn't like golf.
Okay, Eric, call us. What
he's
do you want? Listen, we'll program the station today for Eric.
Okay, because Eric used to listen to 610. What would you think he's used to listening to?
He wants to hear nonstop Texans crap. What about the third string left tackle? Well, when we come back, we'll find out what you think of the third string left tackle.
And let me say this. Texans talk is very, very important when it's
time to talk about it.
Relevant and timely.
Right.
Right now is probably not that time, you know?
No, because there's nothing to talk about.
No, at camp, when camp starts up, we got some stuff. And camp is getting ready to start.
Yeah, because there'll be stuff to talk about from camp.
What? There will be.
Look at Dell.
There will be.
Dell's ready.
You guys act like
Eric.
Texans camp.
Camp is important. Camp's leading up to the season.
Yeah,
it still sucks.
It still sucks.
It's better than basketball preseason and spring baseball.
What's spring baseball?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You
mean spring
about?
Training?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
obviously.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that blows too.
Yeah, all of them
they
suck.
They all blow. You know what's good? Then when the games are played.
Yeah, but you
have know what?
Something.
You know what we should talk about? The Astros with another win. Thank God that Wade Miley won. Because otherwise, if you lose a Wade
Who's
Miley...
Who's your stopper in this rotation?
Cole.
Gerrit Cole's probably your stopper. But Wade Miley's right there. He just does it in increments of 5 1/3 to 6 innings.
Well, he doesn't have to be a stopper anymore because he's following Cole, and Cole wins every game.
1 earned run in 5 1/3 yesterday. Stuff was...
That is a typical AJ, not Cole and Verlander pitching move. 5 1/3, that's enough. Come on.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all he. If you're not Cole or Verlander,
well,
you're not pitching
Wade,
7.
Yeah, and that's what Wade's been all year. I mean, he's been at 6. He came off an arm issue.
He's only hasn't 4 times this year. He hasn't gone into the 6th inning.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, he's been steady Eddie. Another. Now it's not a quality start because he didn't go 6 innings, but another quality. I mean, for me, I'm going to call it a quality.
Oh, yeah.
For the Astros, that's quality.
Well, but if you get in any trouble in the 6th inning, if you're not Cole or Verlander, AJ's coming to get you. That's it. He does not trust anyone except Cole and Verlander in the 6th inning. That's it. Well, Eric, call in. We want to hear what you want.
Well, he
us
may
to
not
program.
Be listening at 7.
Well, what the hell? What is he doing?
Some people are
kind
sleeping.
Of jerk is
now,
he?
What would you be doing at 7 o'clock if you weren't here?
He'd be up and listening.
You'd
well,
be listening.
I would probably have
probably up watching the British Open.
Another job, so I may be getting up for that. But if I had nothing else to do, I wouldn't be listening to this.
Look at Shane Lowry.
Told you
because he's talking about some pudgy dude named Shane Lowry right now.
Well, he's not a pudgy dude.
It's hard to
why
think
you
that.
I just looked
Shane.
At him. It's hard that's to not take a pudgy serious. Dude.
Yeah, he's
you
of
called
of.
Him fat. I just called him pudgy.
Hey, offensive linemen are fat too. Okay, so what? Okay, so
also,
we can't have any fat golfers.
They're also like 6'5". He's like 5'7".
No, Shane Lowry's a big dude. Shane Lowry's a
more.
Big dude. Look at Mark Leishman. That dude's big. Yeah, you don't know nothing about it. You don't. Eric wants us
TV.
To talk about every guy that comes up on the screen.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Eric's probably. I don't know what Eric's. Doing. I don't
I
really
hope
know
Eric's
Eric
not
well.
Listening to this segment, frankly.
And what you want to explain this whole Eric
okay,
thing to
so
people?
Eric,
by the way,
yesterday Eric was bummed because Mike Meltzer got fired. Mike Meltzer and
he was
Rich
fine
Lord.
With Rich Lord going, but he
yeah,
was
he
really
yeah.
upset about the.
He was Mike. He liked Meltzer and Seth, and he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do now." And everybody just jumped on him. Well, you need to come over to 97.5, blah blah, and a bunch of people and you and I both all of us say, "Come on, you got to come over, Eric." And he said, bruh, I guess I've been missing it. Yep, you have been, Eric.
This is what you've been missing, Shane Lowry.
Yeah. Well, do you think you're getting any Shane Lowry talk over there?
Dell, could you? What do you think?
Look at JB Holmes. He's leading.
What would you think the show? Could you tell Eric what the show is? But do it in like a good way.
Well,
no,
not a typical Dell.
It's very difficult for me to do that. So let me try. Like if I was writing for the Houston Press or something.
Yeah,
sure. Right. Now they like us.
Eric, just go read that article. Just type in John and Lance and Houston Press, and you'll get a positive spin. But if you want the real,
never mind. That's good enough. 713-780-3776.
If you want the real, real
713-780-3776. Don't follow
John and Lance. Right. You want the real, real look? One's a drunken lout. One's the one's the Josh Rosen of barbecue.
These are so unfair.
He can't stop talking about his trash ass barbecue, Eric. So you're going to get a lot of that. John will say ridiculous things. He doesn't really mean all of them. He means some of them, but not all of them.
He means some of them.
You've got to parse through what is real and what isn't, because you might be like, why am I listening to this idiot talk about sports?
Is it like Black Mirror?
No, because Black Mirror sends a message. John's just being a
I send a message every day.
Eric, you just got to parse
through. It's an important
through.
Message.
Because if you take John at his word all the time, you're like, this guy's really dumb. He's not that way all the time. He's not really like that all the time.
Okay. And then there's Dell, the third wheel, who is a little ball of hate. Hates everyone and everything.
I think
that's true.
You should call me the conscience of the show.
No, you're a little ball of hate.
One of those Muppets Dell that are up in the. He's a Muppet that's up in that little, up in that little. Elevated balcony. Yeah. It's like saying bad things about the show constantly.
Right. He's those two old men.
Yeah.
Cranky old men. Well, that's what he is.
It's time to get it started.
Well, those cranky old men have a reason to be cranky. They have to deal with their versions of Oscar the Grouch. I got my versions in here. Oscar, the guy who lives in a trash can.
Mm-hmm. Lance, that's you, I think.
Yeah.
Have you seen my office?
No.
Trash
that's
can.
That's pretty much you. Chris says you're a golf racist.
I'm not a golf racist.
Yes, you are.
How am I racist?
You're racist. You're racist against golf.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not racist against golf. I don't care about golf.
Well, you're racist. Okay, if you don't care about somebody, then it's racist.
Send it back. Send it back to Ireland.
You want to send golf back?
Yeah, to wherever it started. Get it out of my country.
Scotland.
Yeah. Send it back to Scotland.
Yes, Scotland.
Scotland. Yeah. Yeah. So, the British Open, we'll be giving you updates, Eric, throughout the entire day. How about Rich Lord getting it?
Yep.
Catching one yesterday, a bullet.
24 years. This is a good run for Rich.
Yeah.
24 years. I was there as a young buck, just doing Hustle My Handicapping stuff on Kenny Hand's show, because Kenny had the first show. Well, Mike Edmonds had the first show, and then Kenny Hand had the second show in the afternoon, in the mid-morning. On 610, when it first came on in the fall of 1994, and I'm just this young guy had created his own business, had talked my way on the air, and so I'd come on, and all of a sudden, me and Nate Griffin were doing some weekend stuff. Like, I was there before Rich Lord. How about that? I was, and then Rich Lord got hired away from 740, which was considered a really big deal, because he was a relatively young guy on the only, on the pre-existing sports talk. He would come on, and he would come on with sports talk only happened at night on 740.
Yeah.
And Rich is one of the guys that would come on and host that on a semi-regular basis. And so when 610 took Rich from 740, that was considered a really big deal, because 610 was the only all sports station. And that opened in 94. They got Rich in 95. Like I said, I was already there doing free weekend shows. With Nate Griffin at the oldest station that we had on
Fast Lubbock. Break with Nate.
Yep. I don't even know if that's what it was called at that time yet. But so Rich had a long run over there at 610. So
yeah, he's been
well
about,
done. He's done.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know where if he'll land. I think Meltzer will land somewhere.
Meltzer's going into law. I'm almost positive. He and I have talked.
Oh, that's
about
right.
This
that's right. He got his law degree, doesn't he? Or he's been going to law school.
His parents are like Dell's dad. Like, I don't think. They were super proud of him being in radio. I think they were like, you need to be a real person, like a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's super smart.
Yeah.
Unlike Dell, he is super smart.
Yeah, there's that.
He's super committed. He's a nice person. It's like so many not like Dells. It checks a lot of not like Dell boxes.
Yeah.
Nice.
He also worked with...
Intelligent.
He also worked with a talented guy over at 610 name.
Seth would have yelled at you.
Like
Seth would 100% yelled at you.
He worked with a talented, nice guy like Seth Payne. much.
Not a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Unlike the both of you, not talented or nice. So we're all working with opposites, apparently.
By now, Seth would have punched you in the face.
I would respect Seth, so I wouldn't have to. The difference between you guys and Seth, there's respect I have for Seth. There's no respect for you two.
That's just not true.
You're right, one of the worst people in the world.
No, because maybe, I tell you, would you rather me be fake?
In the history of the world. Yeah, you mean phony, like when you do your videos?
It's not phony for Sports Man. I still have disdain for you there, too. I just wear a collared shirt.
Yeah, no, collared shirt, yeah. No, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Same crap it's you wear Friday. Every day until you go to video.
First of all, don't disrespect Vans.
Phony
like that.
Baloney.
It's not crap. It's a Vans shirt, which is they're great. But yeah, I call it shirt because I respect the Mappers, as Raheel would say.
Mappers. Yeah, everybody's got to put some respect on the Mappers. But yeah, it was a bloodletting day, and so a lot of changes over there at 610. I think they're really maybe just gripping.
Do you think
over what's been going on lately in the market?
Do you think maybe, instead of, like, you know, firing people, maybe they should change their edicts about what can and should be discussed all the time?
Listen, that's their philosophy. Let them do what they're doing. It seems to be working really well, isn't it?
Yeah, be quiet.
Yeah, don't tell.
They're not listening to me.
Listen, when you're starting Tyler White at first, do you think the other teams are saying, hey, AJ, what are you doing starting Tyler White every game?
No.
They're just saying, no.
That guy looks great.
You know what? He had a good couple months last year. Yeah, I don't blame him. For doing this.
You guys should keep on starting that guy. That guy's really, really good over there.
Bregman and Springer both bombed out yesterday. Bregman's was like a no doubter. He just turned on it and gave it a little Alex Bregman. It's not a stare. It was just a comfortable turn and glance.
Well, it was gone.
It was a comfortable turn and glance. Nothing that's going to get him hit. But I'm sure he also wasn't sprinting to first base after one of his teammates had gotten hit a couple games ago.
Yeah.
And then Springer drove one to deep right center and drove it out of the park and another home run. You know, George's little home run thing that he does every his celebration is clap and point to the sky. I think that has been every home run of his entire career. He's never forgotten to do that.
Did you see it? An Astros kid, a kid.
Yeah, threw his ball back. And his dad's like, what are you doing?
We don't throw our
and
ball
he's
back.
He's like, yeah, we throw the road team's ball back. Like, yeah, but son, we're on the road now.
We're the road team.
As the Astros fans.
Hey, kid, you don't get it.
The dad looked at the dad looks like Steven Devendam from Culture Map. The dad looks at his son like, what the hell's wrong with you, kid? Bregman's home run and the kid just at some point chunks it back onto the field, like, right, Dad? You see what I just did?
You see? You're proud of
and
me?
His dad's
no,
like,
you're a dumbass.
What? We were on the road and just got a road bomb from Breggers.
Look, that kid is probably an Angels fan. He's simply rebelling. He's like, look, Dad, I told you, I don't want to wear this shirt. I don't want to wear this hat.
He's an Astro
I'm an
kid.
Angel fan.
It's probably Astros, but that was his passive-aggressive move to, like, he had gotten in a fight because his dad wouldn't get him any food over there. Like, at these prices? No way.
And I came here for a churro, Dad. Where's my churro?
They have fried crickets, son. This is California. We're not getting any of this stuff. And so that kid just sat there and just threw it away. Oh, I thought I was supposed to throw home runs away. Passive-aggressive. He knew what he was doing.
All right, when we come back, is Jake Mariznick white? Manny Machado thinks so.
No, I think he knows he's white.
What? Well, did Manny Machado not say Mariznick's white?
No, he didn't say that. Manny made it about him, and we can play some of the audio. Manny's like, you know why I don't get defended like Jake Mariznick does? Machado. My name is Machado.
So he thinks Jake is white, right?
No, I think he knows Jake is white.
Okay, that's right. That's what that was the tease. So it's not incorrect. Manny Machado thinks Jake Mariznick is white.
Because he is white.
And he's right.
Well, thank you.
Manny wins again.
See?
Manny being Manny.
Well, but you know who everyone wins? If they've got a custom patio.
Texas Custom Patio wins for everyone. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make a quick change on my patio. I was at this is a true story. So they got these fans called Big Ass Fans over at St. Arnold, and I've never felt the wind blow like this. I think they have the exact same thing over at Miller's Outdoor Theater. And I realized I can do better on my outdoor fans because I pick my outdoor fans. I just got them at Home Depot. And I'm going to go through Steven over Texas Custom Patios and get a couple new fans because what I was experiencing, even at Miller's Outdoor Theater is like, this is incredible. So I want to put two new fans on my patio so I get that kind of wind blowing on me here during the summer, because if I have that, I'm probably never going inside. My Texas Custom Patio is that nice. It's great to have the big screen TV out there. And of course, you know, a lot of these TVs that you have already come equipped with built-in the smart TVs with the Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, and all that. So I can watch my baseball games out there. I can watch my sports or whatever, but I can also lock in on all the different on-demand programming as well with sound system built in. That's part of the package that Texas Custom Patios did. And, you know, there are times I'll be working on my NFL draft stuff. I'll watch video. I'll watch coaches tape out there. I hook it up, and then I put some music on that I like, and it's just a nice experience. Of course, I have a drink out there with me. And you could have the same experience, too. Make your house a home by getting a Texas Custom Patio. When they build it and they're finished, you are going to be blown away, and they add value to your home. While swimming pools, you know, you don't get your money back, you do on patios. Check into it with a real estate advisor, and they'll tell you the same thing. TexasCustomPatios.com, the best in the market. Go look at my backyard. Go see what they did for me at TCPLance.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
718 ESPN 97.5. That's something that we got to get into a little bit here later. I was just listening to Dan Le Batard rant about our country. And the send her back chant. We'll play
that's
some
something
of that.
We got to get in on.
Well, it kind of is. It's interesting. He really attacked ESPN. You want to know the truth? And because that you're not allowed to talk. If you do talk politics,
he attacked ESPN.
Yeah, he was attacking ESPN because ESPN won't let anybody. Jamel lost her job because of her attacks on the president. And unless Steve Kerr or Pop makes some kind of comment, it's not talked about what's going on. And Le Batard went off, and so we'll play some of that a little bit later in the show. But Manny Machado also went off yesterday about the Jake Mariznick deal. Here's Manny Machado. Yesterday, talking about
there's some setup. He's doing an Instagram live stream. He's watching TV. He's watching. You'll hear names he mentions. He's watching Eric Burns. I think he calls him Barnes and Plesac. They're talking about the incident. He's watching it on TV and live streaming on Instagram.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and here are his thoughts on it. And it's edited down. The whole thing's on SI, but these are bits and pieces of it.
They're protecting that guy. Was it dirty or not? I don't know. Did he have to make a decision real quick? Yeah, he did. Where's the panel? But if it was me, I would have got probably 20 games. 20 games. 20 games, 100%. But, you know, Barnes, he knows everything about the game. He knows everything. Good play. He's incredible. What's this world coming to? This world's coming to. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. Got to got crushed. Manny Machado. Beautiful stories. Nothing, you know. Inspiring stories. But, you know, it is what it is. We just get crushed all the time. We get crushed. Talking about they threw at his head. How about when I got thrown at my head? Nobody was backing me up. They were saying that I deserved it. I deserve get thrown on my head. Please, sec.
Who said that?
Oh, my God. This guy. Please, sec and Barnes. Biggest tools out there. I don't know what they're talking about over there. I mean, I guess it's just, you know, they gotta talk about something at least. But, you know, they gotta protect their people. Machado? Forget about Machado.
Machado. That's the key word, Machado. Latino.
It's just so
maybe
plain.
A little
I'm so tired of everything. The people. Manny Machado has been a guy who has drawn the ire of baseball people around the country and baseball players for just any lack of hustle. Jake Mariznick's just a fourth outfielder who's a defensive replacement who, as soon as he collided with a guy, immediately checked on him, showed contrition from the second it happened, has no history of any type of behavior that has been inflammatory to teammates or other teams, but yet, I know why. You got to protect Mariznick because Mariznick is white and Machado, Latino.
Machado.
And
Machado.
They were calling for Machado. I mean, if you can pull some audio where they said he should have been hitting ahead, I mean, then I'll take everything back. I mean, it's just so played out, dude. Well, it's I'm just so tired of every time you have anything. You can't have just, must be because I'm Latin. That's the only reason you are backing Jake Mariznick. Jake Mariznick, like I said, got a 2-game suspension, and he's a guy with no history
of any.
But, yeah, it's that, Manny. And you would have got 20 games. Right. You would have got 20 games mm-hmm. in the exact same situation. I get that he's upset about former players saying so, because these are former players, saying something about him and he can be upset. I had no problem with all the rest of that stuff. That's his opinion. Throwing race into it is just such a played out ass angle. I mean, it's just become the angle you go to all the time if you don't like something somebody says. There's right times and then there's wrong times. This is a wrong time. This is Mariznick has. You wanted to say about Bryce Harper or somebody? Go ahead. A fourth outfielder who is contrite and never an a-hole ever to anyone ever, to other teams, any of that stuff. I mean, did they say something bad about Manny Machado there?
No.
They didn't say anything about Manny Machado.
No, those tools.
Did they tell?
Those
tool bags said,
I don't know how.
Did they say if Manny Machado did this, I'd have given him 20?
Well, he might have a better frame of reference. He might have had them talk about him in the past.
Yeah.
Well, he said that everyone was calling him to get hit in the head.
Well, like maybe a previous incident. I don't know.
I guess. I've never heard a baseball player say somebody say he deserved to be hit in the head.
Aggressive.
I doubt that that's ever been said.
But getting after Burns or Barnes, as he called him, please sec. I would imagine if we're basing any of this in reality, they probably said something about him in the past he didn't like.
Yeah. I mean, that is understandable that these guys develop some issues with commentators. I'm not arguing that. I have no problem with that. But the rest of it is just weak as ice water. I mean, it's just weak as ice water to throw.
Water weak?
Yeah.
I thought ice water was cold.
It has no flavor. It's weak.
I don't think it's weak.
Yeah. Weak as ice water.
Weak as ice water?
Weak as ice water has been a term for 3 decades minimum.
Never heard that.
What flavor does water have? What strength does water have? It's nothing.
Wonderfulness.
Water is as weak as it gets.
You can't live without it. That's what.
It sustains you, Lance.
Yes, that's right. It's sustainable.
Weak as water and weak as ice water is one of the oldest terms on a basketball court. Man, you're weak as ice. Soft as Charmin. They're all the same.
Now that I get.
Weak as ice water.
I typed in weak as ice water. I have not seen it come up.
Weak as water, because it's not up on the basketball court lingo then.
No.
Sorry, internet.
The internet has never heard of weak as ice water.
What flavor does water have?
It has no flavor.
It's weak as water. I see that. Weak. I see weak as water.
So Rodney Williams changed it to weak as ice water. Sorry.
Ice water seems a little bit more aggressive. It's cold.
Yes,
weak as water.
It's hard. It can
hurt
cold.
It can hurt your
very
teeth.
Aggressive.
It might hurt your teeth. Depending
you ever take a shower and somebody throws ice water on you?
Weak as water.
Weak. No.
Very weak. But you guys think water is very strong.
Yes, water is strong. Oh, really? Okay. Ever heard of Harvey?
I can't wait till the
ever heard
comes
was water weak
you.
That day?
That would be hurricanes.
Yeah, thank you. Water wasn't weak that day.
We weren't talking that mess about water that
day.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you were scared
of water
that day.
I'm sorry you guys aren't
day.
Up on basketball trash talk.
You
guys, I have to just keep doing your putting trash talk.
What about the guy who got saved by Steve Campion or Champion, whatever his last name is. Was he thinking water was weak that day?
No.
Weak as water.
Scared.
And that's Manny Machado. Weak as water. Keep collecting giant checks and just blaming everyone for everything.
That seems like a problem. I'm like, please keep giving me giant checks. While
30
I
million. I mean, like, somebody said something must be bad. Somebody doesn't like Machado.
Is that an accent you're doing?
Machado.
What?
Machado. Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Machado. I just don't know.
Machado.
Oh, that seems
that's
racist.
Why they don't like me because I'm Latino. It's not because you're Latino. It's because you're an a-hole.
Whoa.
What? Am I wrong?
Is he a baseball a-hole or an actual a-hole?
Baseball a-hole.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know him. I don't know him personally. Machado's fine us. That's why we ran into first base. Remember that, by the way, that little move in the NLCS where Manny Machado intentionally stepped on a guy? Yeah. But you know, Manny, don't worry about it. Everyone's just picking on you because you're Latino, because you're Machado. I remember. Do you remember when I'll never forget in the World Series when Carlos Correa came up to the plate and said, "What a lazy piece of dog turd, Carlos Correa." I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem right.
Well, he's the Latino.
Well, I know now it makes sense. And I remember right before the home run. Marwin had, and they go, "Here's one of the laziest, crappiest piece of turd players that's ever played. Another Latino, Marwin Gonzalez." And I'm like, "That's how you introduce him?"
No, they didn't say another Manning? Latino. It was like, "Look,
another one of
those Gonzalez,
people.
Obviously.
Marwin Gonzalez, one of the true a-holes in baseball, should be suspended multiple games." And then he hits the home run like, "What a despicable act by Gonzalez."
Sometimes a good guy don't
forget.
Win.
Yeah.
that's what Joe Buck said.
And the Dodgers were full of white guys, too.
That's what Joe Buck said.
Hey. Jock Peterson. Hey, guys. Justin Turner. I mean, that was the most white boy team I've ever seen, the Dodgers, except for
Cody Bellinger.
Kenley Jansen, yeah. Cody Bellinger. Hey, guys. Did you guys see me play at Mount St. Mary's? Like, all of them are from private schools.
That's why they won. All those whiteys. Okay?
I'm from San Mateo. What about you? I'm from DeMatha. Well, DeMatha's actually in D.C. That's not really a...
And
that's different.
Which,
Buck loved them.
It was weird when John Smoltz was like, "Man, that Yasiel Puig guy's on the wrong team.
Yeah.
Right. He should be an Astro."
He feels like more of an Astro type.
Yeah.
All right,
George Springer. And I heard... Remember when you could hear Smoltz go... "Is he Latino?"
Well, I can't tell. What, like, is he? Say,
is
what
he
is
Latino?
This guy?
Should we say something?
I don't know what to say.
I'm getting a little confused on this guy.
Should we rip him? Should we rip him? I don't know. I can't tell. God.
All right. 729 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0-3776. You know what
Santo
you need? You need a beer.
Arnaldo.
No.
Es mi
it's
Santo.
Not. It's a good beer. It's St. Arnold.
Oh, Santo. Oh, yeah. That's right. Eric Burns, I'm sorry, Eric Burns, and it would probably be trashness. Santo, man, I'd suspend that beer for 2 weeks. No, St. Arnold is your beer of the summer, of the winter, of the fall. Well, we don't really have a winter. Of the extended fall, of the mini spring, and then back in the summer. Lawnmower, they need to just keep on the shelves year-round. I mean, it's something they have going on for the summer right now, the lawnmower beer. But let me tell you, lawnmower is at 4.9% alcohol level, so it's not a real strong one, but it's packed with flavor. You can drink it after. You know why they call it lawnmower? It's the kind of beer you open up after mowing the lawn. And if you haven't done that for a while, you know what? Fire up your lawnmower beer and knock it out. Knock it out, because now you have a chance to have one of the most flavorful, delicious, refreshing beers on the market. And that's anytime you go to a restaurant, anytime you go to your local grocery store, convenience store, they're St. Arnold waiting for you. Now, if you want to take it to another level, head out to the restaurant and beer garden north of downtown at St. Arnold. It's their location, and you can get anything and everything they have on tap with delicious food like the Texas hot fried chicken sandwich, the 44 Farms strip steak. You've got just a wide variety of pizzas to choose from, like the Lockhart pizza with real brisket on it. Make sure that you stop by St. Arnold. Go to StArnold.com for more information and enjoy Houston's original craft brewery and still independent for 25 years. St. Arnold.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I didn't give a Tiger update. Actually, Tiger played pretty well today. He played like crap yesterday, but Tiger played pretty well today. He was at 4 over. He's not going to make the cut because he just played so poorly yesterday. 1 over is the cut right now. And so you're not going to see Tiger on the weekend. Tiger was limping around. Seems like it's directly proportional. Tiger's how much he limps to how high his score is.
So he's like a soccer player.
Yeah, a little bit.
Things are going poorly, yeah. I got a knock.
I wouldn't imagine any golfer who's limping around is going to really card a low score.
No, no. And Tiger, he can't play. And it's colder there. And, you know, he's already in his 40s, so he can't play when it's cold out.
What?
Yeah. No, his glutes don't activate. You didn't hear.
No,
you don't know
that.
Nothing about golf.
I've heard that in the past.
They're fine-tuned, Dale.
The cold is the one that affects his glutes?
Well, he says he can't get loose. He can't. He's back, everything. He just can't get loose. And I believe him.
He did plenty of whining yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, he played really well at the Masters, and so he's got 15. So he's good. He's all right. I'm not worried about Tiger. Tiger's going to be fine. Is he going to win every major? No. Is he going to compete here this week? No. Not in this cold. It's no chance. But he had himself a fine little season. It's over. He took the rest of the year off. Go spend his money.
He won a Masters. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. He's like, y'all said I couldn't do it.
No, see? Yeah.
That's what he said.
Ken Hoffman?
Yeah.
How's that, Ken Hoffman?
Oh, I thought I wasn't going to. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. No, you in the back. Excuse me. Excuse me. You said I wasn't going to win another Masters, right? Mm. Or, I'm sorry, that was a Majors.
A major.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Have a good day. Have a good day. Yeah.
I'm still Tiger. I don't know if you know this. I'm still Tiger. So the Tyson Chandler move is now official.
Yep. It's one we haven't talked about at all.
No.
You talked about it with Raheel.
Well, Eric is disappointed in us.
Dude, 17 years. 17 years
in the
league.
You were married to your first wife, weren't
you?
No,
I was. Well, I was on the way.
Out.
Ouch. Ouch, yeah. Well, yeah. Because it was 2001. When he came into the league, he was a rookie along with Eddie. Was it Griffin? It was Eddie.
The big guy.
The big guy was drafted by the Bulls. He and Chandler were drafted
Eddie
at the same
Curry.
Time. Eddie Curry. Yeah.
Eddie
Curry and Tyson Chandler were the two high school kids coming out that year that were a big deal. Here we are. Tyson Chandler's now 36, going to turn 37. He came into the league when he was 19, dude. He's played 75 playoff games. And luckily, and I was worried about the Rockets because they had just moved a 34-year-old player out. And I was like, it's getting younger. And then they're like, okay, we got you covered. Here's Tyson Chandler. You're fine.
Yeah.
So they were able to throw a 36-year-old.
Yeah, you were a little worried
mix.
They were going to get too young.
I thought they were going to get too young. But now you've got PJ and you've got, you know, Tyson Chandler. And you were able to replace a 34-year-old with a 36, soon to be 37-year-old.
Right. So you're good.
Yeah, it's like that
well,
Eddie Johnson move back in the
you
day.
You need that experience on the
No, hey, but no, in all seriousness, he's a great pro. He's a very good pro big man, right?
Yeah.
He does what he does. He stays in his lane. He blocks shots. He's smart. He understands his defensive assignments. Like, that's a good pickup.
Absolutely it is.
Toward the end of his career, obviously. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, but that's a good – I like it. That's a good pickup.
Yep. Let's get Shannon in here. He's been waiting to get on the show. What do you say, Shannon?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I heard comment driving in that y'all were going to start talking about the send her back comment. So I thought I'd call in, and before we started any hypocritical talk, remember back to when we got Brock Osweiler, and there was a lot of demeaning of his character and chance of send him back. So we need to be careful opening up that conversation over there.
I think, and Chris Paul, we wanted to send him back too, didn't we? Okay. Send him back.
In Houston, when we want to send someone back, race is not a concern.
No. We'll send Whitey back. If you're Brock Osweiler, we'll send you back. Okay. Yeah. Send Brock back. Send him back.
There is a difference though. Chris Paul was still an effective player, just making a lot of money. Brock was, he was Brock.
Was Chris Paul that effective?
Yes, he was. Really? Yes. In fact, the numbers state when James – now, it doesn't really make much difference because they have to be on the floor at the same time. He was actually still an elite player when James wasn't on the floor. Hmm. Per 36, he was like averaging 22 and 12 when James wasn't on the floor.
Yeah, I saw a lot of four-point games.
That's probably an overstatement. But
No. I saw one 30-point game last year. One.
I know what you're saying, but the numbers said when he was leading the offense by himself, he was actually a really good player.
So they
should have
gotten rid of James is what you're saying.
No, I said it doesn't matter because they have to be on the floor at the same time. They have to coexist. Mm. But Chris Paul, as the lead guard without James, was pretty good.
Yeah. And he might still be. I still don't think he's durable. There's been no signs of durability. And with him being asked to do more, what are the odds that he stays healthy? When the ball is in his hands more, which it will be now, what are the odds that Chris Paul stays healthy? I think the odds are decent that he could play some decent, are pretty good that he plays decent basketball is better than last year.
Hey, that might be the best spot in the world for him. There's not going to be any pressure to win in the playoffs, which he hasn't done. So, I mean, getting to the playoffs would be a huge accomplishment. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, any other egos because he's the only guy on the team that is actually making any money. And he can show that he can still play. He doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't have to worry about a James hogging the ball because he'll have the ball.
At 34, he'll be 35 when the playoffs are in session. I don't know if he's going to feel like it's the best place for him because how many years we're talking about. He could still be effective. How many years left does he have of that? And he probably wants to be a guy helping a team win a title. It ain't going to happen in OKC. So if you want to exclude possibly winning as a motivation, sure. But I don't think Chris Paul is going to look at it that way. I think he's going to look at it, I'm in exile. Please come get me someone.
Well, he should look at it the way I'm looking at it.
I don't think he will. Okay. I don't think he's going to look at it that
way. Let's get Robert in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys, I wanted to throw something by you. I know it's a little early for college football, but I placed in a bet, a parlay, with LSU beating Georgia Southern by 26 and Ohio State beating Florida Atlantic by 27 and Syracuse beating Liberty by 17.5. Tell me what y'all think about that.
By the way, Liberty.
Liberty's scary.
Liberty has – I'm going through my list of players that I'm going to have to look at, and I'm like – who is where's Liberty? Is it in Tennessee or I think it might be.
They're coached by Hugh Freeze. I'm not sure where they are.
I don't know about that Liberty bet. That's a team that will come.
They're in Virginia.
Okay, yeah. So it says. So here's the here's what it says. The team code says VALB, and I'm like, who the hell is VALB, and why do they have four guys I'm supposed to be looking at? And it turns out it's Liberty. I'm like, hold up, I'm gonna have to look at four different players from Liberty. On here, and as soon as I said that, I realized, ooh, Liberty might end up being a team that you got to keep an eye on this year. 17 sounds like it might be a little scary. You lost your quarterback, so Eric Dungy's gone, and that guy
he's a good player. That's a baller.
He was a baller. I like him. He's not an NFL.
No, but I love watching
tough,
him play.
Scrappy.
He will start fights. He's kind that of a dude. Pissy. He'll run. He gets into the secondary. And he'll bowl over a safety, and then he'll get up and stand over him. I love that guy.
Yeah, you know what? He wasn't a great passer, but you know he reminds me of like a. He reminds me of a smaller version of Jalen Hurts, where he's going to be just an okay passer, but once he gets rolling, he's going to like freight train some people. And not because he's 240 pounds, because that dude just has mega attitude out on the field. He reminded me of the BYU. Oh, yeah, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
Taysom was a super athlete. Oh. I'm really glad. I watched Taysom Hill's tape. I had to write him up. I'm like, dude, Taysom Hill. And he missed every year he was out for the year.
Right.
Taysom Hill's tape was good.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if he could have stayed healthy, this is a draftable quarterback. Sure enough, he ends up on the Saints roster, and they're doing all kinds of outside the box stuff with him. Who are the other games that he had, by the way? I can't remember.
LSU over Georgia Southern. Okay.
They're not typically great against those off-brand teams.
No, they're not. And Georgia Southern is typically a pretty good football program. And then he had Ohio State.
That's Georgia Southern Super Bowl.
And then he had Ohio State beating somebody.
And if they still have the same staff, they're going to be running that flex bone, wishbone deal, which will take time off the clock. And that's early in LSU's year with the new offense, and the number he said was like 26 or 27. Now, if Georgia Southern doesn't turn the ball over, it can get a little squirrely late. Will LSU be putting up points that early?
Typically, LSU doesn't play well in these games.
No.
But I like that one, and Ohio State, fine. It's the Liberty game I'm not crazy about, especially with Syracuse. Yeah, they don't have Eric Dungy anymore.
Yeah, but Liberty, Turner Gill was the coach at Liberty the last couple years. He retired from that. Now they have like Hugh Freeze, which is a guy who's an offensive guy. I don't know who they Lance knows better than we do about what they have on that roster.
No, I just know the names. I don't know them yet.
But Syracuse is a 10-win team last year. Now they lost Eric Dungy, so at home, you would think they'd get 17. You would think. I mean, their backup had played quite a little bit last year because Dungy would miss time because, as you mentioned, he's trying to run over guys, so he would miss time getting injured. So their backup has some experience.
I'll mess around and look in this Phil Steele college preview, which is like a Bible. Phil Steele's book, like, not awesome. A commercial. This thing is incredible. It lists every starter. Yeah. I mean, Phil does an incredible
job. He does an unbelievable job. All right. You know who else does? Jeff Aronoff. That's who else does. Jeff Aronoff, absolute marble and granite. He's ready for you to give him a call if you want to put in that outdoor kitchen. Well, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. He did that at our place. I'm going to tell you, it was awesome. We had two different we had a grill and we had a Traeger and we need a spot for the small refrigerator and a garbage can and all this. And it was just awesome. He knew exactly what to do. He designed it. And that's the thing, too, is you don't know how you want your outdoor kitchen to look. You don't do this for a living. Well, Jeff does, and he can design it for you. That's what he does. He'll come in and he'll tell you exactly how, you know, you can get this job done. He'll give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. There is no job that's too big for Jeff Aronoff. You got a big job at your business or your home that you need that marble, you need that countertops, you need those vanities, whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. And give him a call at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. Jeff Aronoff is going to come to your home, give you that free estimate. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5 is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, 751 ESPN 97.5. Jeff Van Gundy going to join us at the top of the hour here. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll find out what he thinks about Russell Westbrook coming here and everything that has gone on. This is the most eventful basketball offseason I can ever remember.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. There's no way there's been anything more than it. I mean, look, there's the decision, the initial one was huge. We talked about
that. Was just one guy.
But yeah, exactly. Right. This is Kawhi Leonard. This is multiple players who you could argue are the best in basketball. Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, of course, was part of the trade or whatever, but he's, you know, mentioned with LeBron. Yeah. And then Kevin Durant. And that's not even a mention. You're just like, oh, well, Kyrie Irving. Oh, well, ho-hum, Kyrie Irving. Ho-hum, Russell Westbrook just got traded for Chris Paul. I mean, there's monster moves. I had somebody say, oh, we turn the channel every time you guys talk basketball. Dude, I'm sorry. I don't, you know, there's nothing going on in football right now. Nothing. And I love talking football. But the fact is, basketball has a crap ton of major moves, like power shifting moves. And Rockets are in the middle of it seemingly every year right now.
Yeah. And the Astros are making all these big trades and moves.
Don't
and
start.
Houston is all systems go.
Yeah, Dell. Yeah, look at Dell right on cue. We do love our Astros in Houston. And all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud.
We're Texas proud.
That's right.
And we shout it
loud. Yeah. Come on, Jeff Luhno. I'm going to do something today.
Our outfield has
Jeff Luhno. Come on.
Woo. Our guys
How about a little woo? I'll give you a nice big woo when you actually trade for a pitcher.
Our infield is solid.
Do you know what I don't want to see? Hector Rondon start a game ever again. You know what I don't want to see? Framber Valdez ever again. Nah, Framber's fine. You know what? He's a fine human being. Beat it. Time to get a pitcher, Jeff. Let's go, babe. Time to get up and go to work today.
Saying sleeping in?
I think Jeff Luno may have slept in every day. He slept in all offseason, except the days he got Brantley.
He's just hitting snooze until the trade deadline comes. He's going to, like, bang this guy, and then it'll be like
a four-star.
Why
do we have to wait until the trade deadline? We can do it now. Let's go. Don't have any starters. You got three starters. Thank God Miley won, Cole won. Now Verlander has to win tonight. Otherwise, you're a 400 team because you have no chance of winning the other starts, the two starts. If those three win every game, then you're going to be a 600 team. If not, you're a 400 team.
A 400 team?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the winning percentage. When you win 2 out of 5, that's a 400 win percentage. Oh. Time to make a trade. Get up, make a trade, Jeff. Come on. Let's go.
Think he needs you for motivation.
Hey, let me tell you something. If he doesn't make a trade, if Jeff Luneau does not make a deal and this season ends up with a first-round flameout, he's going to take a bunch of heat on this show directly. Because this was an obvious thing. We talked about it a million times before the season started. It was so obvious that it was obvious, right? Mm-hmm. It was almost not. I mean, you have to talk about it, but the assumption is, dude, everybody and their cat knows this. This is not a hard deal. Jim Crane was asking about it. Jim Crane had to make comments about it. Will y'all please be quiet? We got this. There's a long time. We're going to get moves done. Don't worry. Like, Jim Crane, it's to the point that I think Jim Crane will step in. A trade has to be. I'm not going to even entertain a world where a trade doesn't get made. I'm not even going to. It doesn't exist. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. It has to be made. Because I was losing my mind in 17 when a deal wasn't done. I honestly could not believe it. And Dallas Keuchel being disappointed, he had 1,000,000,000% right to be disappointed. Yes. And then people were like, Dallas Keuchel is an ungrateful blah. And I'm like, what?
No.
That dude's in there. What are y'all talking about? This guy's in there trying to win a championship.
And everybody else was making huge moves, and the Astros are just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He doesn't have the September deadline to fall back, the waiver wire deadline to fall back on now. So he's going to have to make a move. And Gus is right. Gus said, what the hell is Lance talking about? Nothing happening with football. Texans just announced they don't have a GM. Have you talked about that?
Yes.
Have you talked about that?
Yes,
Texans don't have a GM?
We got break it. Jeff Van Gundy.
Schefter just announced it. Okay? The Texans do not have a GM. So what are we going to do about it?
And in other news, Men's T Clinic. One of the things they could do is just pump it up. Get pumped up. Go get somebody with high testosterone. Somebody who goes to Men's T Clinic. Somebody who's in there just grinding weights. You just hear the weights. They're dropping them just to make a little extra noise, just to flex on people in the gym. But I can tell you this much. When you are at Men's T Clinic, you're going to have the motivation to get in there and start working out again. Or if you're already working out, you're going to start seeing big results. And the reason's simple. It's because you have that same level of testosterone in your system that you have when you're in your 20s and your 30s. And so the benefits are going to be similar. You're going to see similar lean muscle mass. You're going to see similar metabolism. You're going to see similar amounts of energy and libido, things like that. It's a huge quality of life advancement when your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. If it's low, I'm just telling you now, you're just not living your best life. And it's not, I'm not saying anything that isn't backed up by science. It's scientific facts. Go to the website, menstclinic.com. Read up on it. And I think there's a lot of you guys who are 40 or over the age of 40 who are going to say, wait a minute, this is me, this is me, this is me. And before you know it, you're going to drop into one of the 5 locations. You'll get tested. They'll find out that you're low in testosterone. You'll get treated, and you will be a brand new you. menstclinic.com.